Getting an update on sunflowers with your WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman, visiting with John Sambakken, who's an executive director of the National Sunflower Association. And good morning, John. Thanks for joining us on WNAX today.
Well, good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on your program today.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I guess we are near the end of October here. Crazy how time flies, and I know farmers are working hard all over trying to get the crops out of the field. But on the sunflower side of things, what have you been hearing on how harvest is going throughout North and South Dakota?
Well, you know, for the most part, it has been moving along. You know, we're kind of working in the dark here without the USDA data. But, you know, as far as I understand, you know, harvest progress is moving along pretty well, other than in an area where, you know, we might have got some rain or something like that where things kind of slow down. But overall, things are going well.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned that with the government being closed and not having accurate numbers. And from those progress reports has been really frustrating just for all farmers. But what have you been hearing on how crop has been condition-wise? Has there been much damage, or have producers overall been pretty happy?
You know, overall, I would say, you know, most producers are very happy. In some areas where we might have had some wind damage or some disease issues, yields have been right around that 1,200 to 1,400 pound average. But, you know, I've had calls from producers that are over 3,000 pounds. So, you know, most of the yields that we're hearing are right around that, you know, 2,000 to 2,500 pounds per acre, which is above average for us. And overall, the quality has been great, very good test weight. Oil contents have been anywhere from 42% oil up to 51%. And, you know, that's really super high, and that's a premium that, you know, for those folks that get that, they're going to really enjoy that with today's prices.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of prices, what are you currently seeing there?
Well, you know, overall, you know, we've stayed pretty stable. You know, we have gained a little bit here. We probably put on about another 35, 40 cents a hundredweight here in just the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we're right in the middle of harvest delivery, so that was pretty encouraging. And overall, the price is right around $21 right now at the crush plants for Hialeah.
There you go. And I guess I know from our previous conversations, mostly it's a domestic market, but is there any overseas or outside markets you're watching at this time?
Well, you know, our most important market, you know, for us is Canada, both for oil sales and then also for confectionery seed and kernel. And so, you know, like I said, there again, without export numbers, you know, it's kind of hard to tell where we're at. But I know before everything kind of shut down, we were ahead of last year at this time as far as sales, which is very encouraging also.
Gotcha. Well, that's, yeah, very encouraging. So I guess on your weekly news release, I did see you guys have a research forum coming up. So what does that all entail, or what could our listeners expect from that?
Well, you know, it's an event that we hold every year in January in Fargo, and NSA and various state checkoff groups fund research for sunflower, mainly on the agronomic side, whether it be for insects or for production or for weeds, and just different things like that. And so what we're doing is that each year the researchers that we fund, and then also some that we don't but are doing sunflower research, they'll come to the forum and report on the results that they achieved during the previous season. And it's just a good way to kind of keep up to date with what's going on in sunflower research.
And I guess for producers, probably to network as well with other fellow or sunflower producers.
Yep, definitely, definitely. We have a good mix of people, anywhere from people working with USDA, universities, to a lot of growers from around the area that do come to listen.
Do you have to register at all for that?
Yes. That is on our website. You can just register right out on the NSA website at www.sunflowernsa.com.
All right. And anything you want to wrap up with here today?
Well, you know, like I mentioned, you know, earlier, that prices are really in a good position right now. If you go back a year ago at the same time, we're about $2 a hundredweight higher than where we were last year at this time. And a lot of crops, you know, have been, you know, lower than they were last year at this time. So I think it's a real positive for sunflower.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.